Welcome to Partnering with Parents, brought to you by the Classical Academies. Join us every other Tuesday as we educate, encourage, and support parents in their role as the primary educator.
I'm Cameron Curry, the CEO for the Classical Academies, and it's time for another podcast. I'm excited to have on the program today Kalina Sturman, and she is going to be talking to us about Credit 101, what every teen and young adult needs to know. So, Kalina, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me here.
So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I work for California Coast Credit Union. I'm a supervisor on our floater team, so I support the branch network wherever they may have a need.
Awesome.
But personally, I have always had an interest in financial literacy and education for our young people. And I think it's been just a wonderful collaboration with the credit union over the past 6 years, since that's really been their mission and focus as well.
Beautiful. Okay. So how would you explain credit and its importance to a preteen or even a teen?
I look at credit as one of the most important factors that they're going to need to learn to utilize as they become an adult.
Mm-hmm.
I think of it as a financial report card of sorts.
True.
This is something that your creditors and lenders will be looking at to assess risk and see if they're able to lend you that vehicle loan, get you a credit card, but then in
so many other ways,
like you mentioned, your employers, landlords, utility companies are also running credit checks to assess risk.
Interesting. So it's important. It's very important.
Absolutely.
So how does a young adult establish credit?
I think one of the most important things is to examine how credit is determined.
Okay.
So one of the biggest ways, 35% of your score comes from making your payments on time, at least your minimum payments every single month. The next biggest factor in assessing credit would be making sure you're not using too much credit, specifically credit card debt.
Okay.
Those are two of the biggest components that go into making up 65% of your score. And then the other side of the things is just going back to basics, not using what you don't have. Credit is a great benefit to you when you need it.
Mm-hmm.
Building a strong credit profile can help you save money over the course of your life when it comes to vehicle loans, credit cards, mortgages. But the main thing is not using it if you don't have to.
Mm-hmm. So as a parent, and I've got teenagers, and I'm just using that as an example because all of my children are adults now, but if I'm a dad with teenagers, at what point do you suggest I actually get them a credit card? Or should they have a credit card? Or do I work that through my personal bank to put them on my bank account and then get them a credit card with my name on it? I mean, walk us through that.
I think there's several different pieces of advice out there.
Okay.
You see some that may recommend putting your teen on your credit card as an authorized user so that they can start to develop a profile. But then that also may open itself up to a little bit of risky borrowing and them not fully understanding what it means to have to repay that loan because mom and dad are paying that bill essentially.
Right.
I think the biggest thing that I've taken from all of my studies in financial literacy is if we can just begin to have a discussion about money and open that door, break down the taboo, because it's something that not a lot of parents may want to talk to their kids about.
Well, it is a point of contention, I know, in a lot of marriages is money. Mm-hmm. And so are we involving our children in that discussion? And if we are, how are we? And when's an appropriate age to actually start these discussions and allowances and, you know, all different kinds of things?
There's a lot of different advice on that topic as well. You have something like the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that was created out of the financial crisis in the mid-2000s that was put forth to guide consumers with the best possible advice out there. They have a myriad of tools and resources for younger children as well, starting as young as age 3, teaching the idea of concept of money. And I think that's where it all goes back to, is it's not just about credit, but it's how we value money and use it within our society.
So what suggestions do you have for teaching responsible credit usage?
I think the biggest thing that you can do is just have a discussion with your preteen or teen about not using funds that you don't have. Credit cards are helpful to pay for things maybe in an emergent basis or, you know, using them, but then planning on paying everything off with the funds that you already have in your account. The best thing to do is speak with someone that you value their sound financial advice from, though. Whether that's family members or someone at a bank or credit union. I'm obviously pro-credit union. The difference really is just whether or not you're going to heed that advice and take it in. Now, that being said, the credit union that I work for, California Coast Credit Union, has two certified financial counselors who can actually go over any sort of questions that you have. And I think it's most important to talk to someone that you're comfortable with, but also vet that person and where that information is coming from as well.
So you've mentioned this position at the bank or the credit union. So I, as a mom, as a dad, could actually bring in my teen and actually sit down and have a conversation around financial literacy, I guess.
Absolutely. I mean, we have the two certified financial counselor positions, which are great resources to have. But then I think that there's just a number of other employees that we have that passion for financial literacy that you can come in and have that discussion with. The most important thing to take away from any sort of discussion about finances is to remember that credit is individualistic in a lot of terms, as finances. You know, financial goals vary from person to person. And that doesn't necessarily mean that one is necessarily better than the other.
Okay.
We can help all of our, you know, community kind of reach those financial goals that they set for themselves, but it's just in how they do it that could save them more money over the long term. Really just prioritizing what they want to accomplish.
So when do you suggest that that a child actually get a bank account? And is there a law around that when what particular age you can actually open one?
So at our credit union, we can open bank accounts for minors. Under 16, they would have a guardian on their account. Over 16 or 16 and above, I should say, they can be on the account by themselves. I think it's sometimes nice to have an adult on the account if there's that comfortability and you can share that level of trust and talk about things openly. The nice thing about having minors have access to financial institutions is they do have access to debit cards, which means that they don't always need to carry cash.
Which is a great training ground. You've got to figure this stuff out, and hopefully, mom and dad, you're going to allow them to basically venture into some of these decision-making before they launch for college, before they launch to that first job or they move out of the state. Hopefully they have some basis of understanding.
Absolutely. And like you pointed to, it is a training ground of sorts. Financial institutions set certain parameters against their accounts, and you do need to manage your funds responsibly. Otherwise, you can incur fees or other negative consequences. Hopefully that can be sorted out before you get to adult life and you transition into using credit irresponsibly, which can have disastrous effects.
Long term, for sure.
I think we all know those horror stories. We can all talk about having to build out a lower credit score. Yes. Yes.
How we wish we'd done things differently 25 years ago. Plus, exactly. So what is the goal in establishing credit?
The goal in establishing credit is to be able to prove to, again, those lenders, utility agencies, employers, that you are a responsible individual. And it starts with finances. The other side of the coin is in establishing credit, especially good credit, is that it can save you money and promote a more wealthy life, and not necessarily just in finance, but I think There's a number of studies that could show, you pointed to marriage, that if you're stable financially, it's a huge weight off of your shoulders that can lead to just a more enjoyable life.
Totally. Absolutely. We touched on just a couple of the mistakes that teens or college students can make. Is there anything else to add to that discussion? Maybe kind of give some wisdom out now so people aren't making mistakes later.
I think that there's a large discussion around student loan debt, which is great.
Right.
As higher education becomes much more expensive, out of reach for many, we've had the discussion over the last 10, 15 years that you just take student loans out. It's fine. You'll get a job after you graduate and you'll
Don't
be able to pay those
it.
Back
yeah.
in no time. When, you know, if you look at, I just happened to look over a member's profile recently, and they have student loan debt from 15 years ago.
Wow.
And they'll still be paying it off for another 10 years.
Mm.
You have to understand the ramifications.
Because you might have taken out a loan for $50,000,
mm-hmm.
but if you're going to pay that back over 10 or 15 years, you've probably tripled the amount you're paying back.
Exactly. If you, especially when you come out of college and you look at a repayment history or repayment plan, do you want to try and make a little bit more monthly payment
mm-hmm.
and have, you know, the interest that you pay over the life of that loan cut in half, essentially, or do you try to just scrape by with the lowest monthly payment, knowing that it's going to cost you in the long run?
But understanding that before you jump into those long-term obligations.
Understanding
sure.
those differences is definitely important. And again, that goes back to credit being individualistic.
Mm-hmm.
Whether or not you need to maximize your cash flow can be different than just trying to get the best rate on something.
Okay.
Lowest term, higher monthly payment so that you save overall. And credit, you know, being individualistic for you and I can still change from day to day depending on what happens. So making sure that you're in the best possible position for when those unexpected events come up
sure.
is always going to save you money.
Totally makes a lot of sense. So, Kalina, as we end our time together today, are there resources that are available on your website for parents? Or are there, should they drop by a local branch? What are next steps parents can take?
Yeah, California Coast Credit Union at calcocu.org has 26 local branches in San Diego and Riverside County. We're always happy to discuss you know, any questions that parents have. I believe that you guys are a preferred partner with us, so that means that you and your students' accounts would be free to open.
That's awesome.
We're always there to advocate for obtaining more education and literacy for both students and parents. We have a lot of free workshops that are always given. And then feel free to reach out to some of the other resources that are available online as well. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau at consumerfinance.gov is a great tool.
Okay.
And anything that you can do to educate yourself about finances, we're all for it, and we'll help you in any way, shape, or form we can.
Awesome. Well, Kalina, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Partnering with Parents is brought to you by the Classical Academies, a group of award-winning public charter schools serving over 4,500 students in Southern California. Suggest a future episode or advertise with us by visiting classicalacademy.com/podcast. Consider subscribing to our channel, leaving us a review, and supporting our Patreon page. Thanks for listening.